This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Escape Hour. Today we've got Fiona Panelling. Fiona's on the Wurlitzer. How are you going with all those buttons, Fiona?
I'm good, but, you know, listeners, just have patience with me.
It is harrowing,
but it's exciting. You know, I woke up this morning, I think I need some stimulation.
Yeah.
I'm going to panel today.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know how radio works, which a lot of people, I guess, would have no real exposure apart from turning it on and off. Panelling is pressing all the buttons and pushing all the levels and making sure the tracks go on time and everything's the right everything. And it's a very complex job.
Mics are on and mics are off, and making sure that everyone knows when their mics are off.
Yeah. And it's, for a place like Joy, and we're all volunteers, it's something that we learn to do live on air. So it's a very stressful thing. So thank you very much for stepping up today and being the panellist, Fiona.
Not at all, Mark, because you do such a great job normally.
Oh, thank you.
You're off the hook today.
Thank you. Well, good for you. And we've got Stéphane today.
Good afternoon.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais ici? Très bien, merci.
Wow. What are you doing here? Like, you're normally travelling.
Oh, I know. Well, I just thought I'd take a break from travelling and join you.
Well, you know, you do have to make the money to do your next trip, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Pay for your last trip.
Just possibly next weekend. But that's another matter.
Exactly. So you're more on flying in, flying out. So it's like a FIFO worker. So what kind of travel news this week?
Well, just disturbing travel news, because Betty was interviewed, and she said that she was shocked when the PA on her flight turned into a gay porn soundtrack. The personal announcement on the flight, the PA turned into a gay porn soundtrack.
Okay, and how was she so familiar with that as a soundtrack?
Well, that's big. She's in her 70s, and I don't know, but she seemed to be familiar from the interview I read. One American airline announced that they fired a couple of their pilots for allegedly engaging in sexual intercourse mid-flight when they were at the helm of a 747 with nearly 400 passengers.
That is a full-service flight.
Isn't that taking the Mile High Club to another level?
Well, yeah. Ankle High Club.
Well,
the cockpit.
So...
And what was the porn soundtrack?
Well,
that was the two of them.
That's how the passengers spotted that something was going on.
Mm.
That's how Betty raised alarm, or not just Betty, I guess. But
Betty's in for it.
I did hear somewhere recently that somebody was arrested trying to go into the cockpit actually to have a cigarette on a plane. Or something.
Okay.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah,
They used to, though.
They used to, but they don't anymore.
Any other travel news?
Not that I know.
Oh, you know, the other day I was reading an article. We were talking last week about the longest flight between Perth and London.
Yes.
Well, someone else was saying the longest flight was from somewhere to New York in Australia.
Yeah, in Australia. They're planning to do Melbourne to New York. At the moment, the longest is New York to Singapore with... because Singapore Airlines restarted that flight just this year. But they're running only premium economy and business. They had that flight before just in business, but now they decided that it wasn't attractive enough just business, so they're running a premium economy and business because I think it's around 18 hours and something, 45 minutes or
something. And as we discussed last week, the only way to do 17 hours is in business or premium economy.
I just don't know. I wouldn't have coped in economy, I don't think.
No, not at all.
That's just asking for deep vein thrombosis.
Well, I've been looking at flights just to Adelaide recently because I'm off to the Adelaide Fringe Festival in February, and I'm travelling with one of my team, and she said she's really happy to fly Tiger, and I'm like, well, we'll have to go on separate planes. See you there.
It's very short flight.
It is. It's an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, that's fine. But anyway, so that's my big travel plans. I'm going to Adelaide for the Fringe Festival.
Not bad.
Yeah, I got a lot of work travel. I've got a new job, Fiona.
Oh, I've been hearing about your new job.
Yeah, so I've got to go meet the team, and we're in every capital city. So I've got Sydney coming up, which is just a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
And but then I've got 3 days in Perth coming up, Brisbane, Adelaide, and hopefully Hobart and Darwin coming up soon. But we don't have people on the ground there.
Oh, well, what you should do when you're going to Darwin is you should try and align it with the Darwin Festival, the Darwin Fringe Festival.
Oh, yes.
It's supposed to be fantastic. I'm all across Fringe Festivals.
Oh. Yeah, no, Darwin won't be a day trip. That'll be at least one or two nights.
Yeah, you can't do a day trip. No.
Yeah, because that's the thing with Perth. It really is a... It's a long trip for work, so you try and luckily with agile working, I could just work from the office there. It's just great. Just log in the same thing and sit myself down and it'd be like I'm here.
That sounds like you've got a lot of hours on planes ahead.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
I hope that they're giving you some sort of like nice kind of little package where you get to sit in some lounge and not sort of out.
I haven't looked into that. You should be asking your new
employers.
Call my union rep.
They need to know that you need to be taken care of.
Well, I'm actually just excited to spend a couple of days in cities that I haven't been to for a while. I haven't been to Brisbane for a while and I haven't been to Perth for quite a while. So it's quite exciting just to get around this crazy brown land of ours.
Yep, I'm heading up to Brisbane also in March. Mm. I'm going to check out...
It's not just Adelaide.
Oh, no, I forgot. Oh. March, I'm going to go up there and check out the Asia Pacific Triennial.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, it's such a fantastic visual art, an extravaganza of
And Brisbane
visual
is just such a cool city now. It's really come a long, 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 long way from where it used to be a number of years ago. There's a lot of cool art stuff. Yep. People aren't leaving it like they used to.
Yep, a couple of great restaurants and bars and things like that. Nice place to visit.
Yeah, Eagle Farm. And yeah, there's lots of great places in Brizzy. So... There are a lot of great places around the world, Fiona. One of them is London, and we had a new membership from London. I'm not going to read out the name. We've had listeners in this morning from Sydney and all over the place, and that's because they go to www.joy.org.au/listen-live. You can download the app and you can listen to us all around the world, or you can listen to our podcast. Podcast where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.